Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired, and we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
I talked about striking oil on Wednesday night, and like Jonathan Stringfellow said, I don't know whether anybody else enjoyed it or not, but he says, I sure enjoy my own preaching. So I enjoyed myself. Brother Leslie said, man, you missed Sunday, but you made up for it on Wednesday, praise God. And we like to not lose any ground. No matter what happens, we need to gain ground. Amen? 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. You may be seated. There is a DNA quality to those people that desire double portion. Christ was prophesied that the zeal of the house would eat him up. In other words, he wanted more. He was never satisfied with status quo. And that DNA should be passed on to us, that we're not satisfied with what has happened. We're not satisfied with what we have received, but we realize that God is a God of exceeding abundance. And when you get born again, God changes your DNA. And there should be a lot of people in this building with a DNA that says, I want a double portion. I want a double portion. You know, many times we're influenced by our surroundings, our climate, particularly our peers or our family. And so as a young boy, God put in me the DNA for double portion. I want more. It's the DNA of an eagle. I was not raised with eagles, with no slight on people that I associated with. Many of the people that I was raised with were chickens. They were just very satisfied to just get a handful of corn or meal thrown to them every day, lay an egg, not realizing that they were destined for the frying pan. But if you are an eagle among chickens, if you're not very careful, you will succumb to what they are. You will not realize the DNA that you're supposed to rise up and fly. And so Elisha was a normal man. He was a farmer. Nothing wrong with being a farmer or a plumber or a custodian. Where would we be without all of these people in the world? But there is something in some people that just say, God has called me for a great thing. God has called me to be an overcomer. God has called me to be the eagle among chickens. God has called me to be a standout. God has not called me just for a portion. The Bible plainly teaches that we are given a portion. The word portion is used hundreds and hundreds of times in the Bible. But very irregularly is it used as a double portion. Every man receives his portion of faith. But there are those individuals that say, I am not satisfied with a portion, I want a double portion. So why did Elisha ask for a double portion of Elijah's spirit? He understood that the blessing was in the spirit. And if he could receive a double portion of Elijah's spirit, it would mean a double blessing in every area of his life and his ministry. A double portion of Elijah, not a double portion of normal Jews. You see, there were Jews everywhere, and they were God's people. But even among God's people, Elijah was a standout. And it would have been well to say, let me be like you. He didn't even say that. He said, I want a double portion of what the spirit that is on you. We're not asking for a double portion of what the sinners have. We're asking for a double portion of Christian attributes. Double faith, double anointing, double joy, double prosperity. Why did Elijah make it incumbent upon Elisha to see him caught up in order to receive the double portion? He knew if he was present to see him caught up in the chariot of fire, Elisha would be there to receive his mantle, which was the agent of his supernatural anointing. What does it take to receive a double portion? It starts with an experience. So many Christians are wanting things that they're just not qualified for. You have to have a defining experience with the Lord. I can go back to the defining experiences of my life. I remember the very first time God spoke to me and I heard the voice of God. I remember the first time I responded to that voice by going forward and pouring my heart out and repenting of my sins. I remember my baptismal experience. But probably above all of that, I remember the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. We are not placing enough emphasis on this experience. Every believer should be filled with the fire of God, the Holy Ghost of God, the power of God. Jesus said, after it has come upon you, you shall receive power from on high. And so many Christians have never received the mantle of the Holy Ghost. And so they're powerless in a world that is destined to attack them time and time again. The baptism of the Holy Spirit makes a tremendous difference. There's one thing that you might just note. The great television ministries of the world, TBN, 700 Club, PTL, all of those great ministries, every one of those have been founded and started by people that were Holy Ghost people. I have no idea to cast aspersions on other denominations, but the Southern Baptists, which they're more Baptists than there are people, they're Baptists everywhere. They've got more money than God. They have got so much money. But about the same time that these great Christian network started, the Southern Baptist started one called Acts Network. It lasted a very short time. Something was missing, even though they're great Christians and great organizers. The thing that was missing and caused them to have to fold their tent and go out of business while these other networks have flourished for over 40 years, there was an absence of the Holy Ghost. I can tell you right now, if you want a double portion in your life, it's going to start with the mantle of the Holy Ghost. There was an experience that Elisha had. The mantle is the antidote for mediocrity. Most Christians are mediocre at best, but the mantle is the antidote for mediocrity. It brings you out of the crowd. It makes you pray in a way that gets results. You're the one that knocks and the door opens. You're the one that asks and receives. You are the one that stands out in every situation because you have a double anointing. You have a double portion, a double mantle in your life. And so it was with Elijah. Elijah realized that time was taking its terrible toll. He was getting older. His life was going to end. His ministry was going to cease. And so he went on a quest. And that quest was to find his successor. The Bible teaches us that in every one of those major cities, there was what they called the schools of the prophets. They were young men that wanted to be specially used of God in ministry. But Elijah did not go to the schools of the prophets. He went of all place to a farm. And there on that farm, he found a man by the name of Elisha plowing with his father with 12 yoke of oxen. That means they were very successful as farmers. You know, success can be a real inhibition to you doing what is spiritual and what is right. My dad had a very successful business when I was a teenager. I could go out and skip school, and I did on lots of occasions to work for him. This is in the 60s when money was money. It would be like $5,000 today. But I could go out on a single day by skipping school, which he encouraged me to do regularly because it brought great money to him. But I could personally make $500 a day as a teenager in the 60s. And I'd skip school and do that, traveling all over Illinois and Indiana and sometimes into Ohio with my dad's farm distributorship. And so when I really got my call of God, My father and my mother both put a lot of pressure on me to take over the business because it was going to make me a multimillionaire in my lifetime. But it wasn't. Somebody said it was a hard decision to make. No, it wasn't a hard decision. I was consumed with the mantle. I was consumed with the call of God. I knew what God had told me to do. And Elisha was very successful. The Bible said that Elisha approached him. And when he did, he simply reached out and touched him with his mantle. And when he was touched by the mantle, Elisha was never, ever the same again. You can aspire to lots of things, but if you don't have a cardinal moment, if you do not have a defining experience, you'll never rise to the double portion. You say, how do I get that? Ask and you shall receive. Get on your knees and refuse to get up until heaven comes down and visits you, until everything else becomes insignificant in your life and the only thing matters. I am in the presence of God. I am in the will of God, and God's hand is upon me and His anointing is upon me, and I have felt the power of His anointing and His mantle. Elijah, looking for a successor, found it in Elijah. But he didn't just accept him as he was. He puts him through lots of tests. Friend, I can promise you that if you are going to become a person with a double portion, and remember, a double portion is amazing. It will change your life. It will change your anointing. It will change your spirit. It will change your attitude. It will change the way you live. It's what makes you the head rather than the tail. It's what puts you above rather than beneath. It's what puts money in your bank account. It's what puts joy in your spirit. It gives you a purpose for life. It gives you a calling. It sets you apart. It brings you out of the chicken yard and makes you an eagle, because now you realize that you are destined with the mantle of God for a double portion. Elijah introduced Elisha to the power of the mantle. And when that happened, Elisha was changed forever. He had his future all laid out. He was going to be a successful farmer like his father was. You can look down on farmers if you want to. You're here because farmers raise crops and because you are able to eat what they produce. But most big farmers today are some of the richest people in America. Elisha was on that program, on that pattern to become very successful and very rich. But when he was touched by the mantle of God, he said, I am changed forever. And it's interesting to see what he did. I bet his father was not too proud of him. Apparently his father was in another field, maybe some distance away. He looked up and saw a little plume of smoke going up, and he said, I wonder what's going on over there. When his father walked over there, there was Elisha. He had taken his plow and he had broken it in pieces, stacked it up, turned it into a bonfire, took his oxen and cut them up, and was having a steak dinner and giving it to all of his employees as a farewell dinner, because he said, I'm never ever coming back here again. Friend, you've got to make that decision. I'll never be the same again. I'll never be what I was before. I'll never run with the same crowd I ran with before. My life will forever be changed. Why? Because I have been affected with the mantle, and I am going to have a double portion in my life. That's the reason why so many Christians start, but they don't finish. That's the reason why so many of them succumb to mediocrity of just coming to church on a Sunday morning, and it does not really transform their life, because they do not really burn the bridges behind them. They don't really burn those things that they're there. They always have an excuse or a way, or they have, I can always go back to what I was doing. In 1519, Captain Hernan Cortez landed in Veracruz to begin his greatest conquest. Upon arriving, he gave the order to his men, burn the ships. And legend says that the man nearest him laughed, said, like we would burn the ships. We might want to go back. And it said that Captain Cortez pulled out his sword and thrust it to the heart, through the heart of his right-hand man. And he died gurgling blood at his feet. He said, anybody else? Everybody said, where's the matches? We're going to burn the ships. That means we are going to colonize this place. We are not going back. I ask you, is there any alternative that you would go back? Here's the lesson in that little story. Retreat is easy when you have the option. Elisha burned his option and he said, I'll never, ever be back. If this doesn't work out, I'll go back to the clubs. If this doesn't work out, I'll go back to my old way of life. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never afforded myself an option. I'm sold out. I am going to have a double portion in my life. So Elijah is given his first test. Because even after all of this, Elijah looked at him and said, I was just kidding. I just touched you with my mantle. He said, go back, Elisha. He tried to dissuade him. We look for those mentors that will encourage us when we are downtrodden and discouraged. But a true mentor will put you through some rigorous tests to make sure that you're going to be able to accomplish what God has called you to do. If you're just looking for somebody to pat you on the back and always tell you how well you're doing, and the first time they look like they're a little disapproving, you're going to quit. You're not a double portion person. A double portion person says, I don't care who comes against me. I don't care what comes against me. I don't care whether it's foe or friend, whether it's family or who it is. If they come against me, it does not matter. I have been touched by the mantle of God, and I am going to have a double portion in my life. The Bible tells us that Elisha began his ministry by serving Elijah. That's a bad word in today's society. People don't want to work. People don't want to serve. Everybody wants to be in the limelight. But if you're going to have a double portion ministry, if you're going to have a double portion life, I can promise you it begins by serving. Sister Sophie Blackman said something wonderful here on Monday night when she said, remember this, you get a towel before you get a title. I get so tired of picking up charisma magazines, in other words, and it's apostle so-and-so. And now it's not only bishop so-and-so, it's archbishop. I like to call myself, when I travel around San Antonio and I meet people every day, I don't say I'm bishop so-and-so. I say my name is Steve Fender. It's not what you call yourself, it's what other people call you. Quit assigning titles to yourself. Forget the title and get a towel. Remember that Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, the Son of God, the Messiah of the world, the Son of David, what did he do? He said, I did not come to be served, but I came to serve. And perhaps the most humbling picture of him is with a towel washing the feet of his disciples. If you ever going to receive a double portion in your life, some point in time, you're going to have to learn to be a servant. Elisha was given an audience with the king because of his reputation, not as a miracle worker, but because of his reputation as a servant. Listen to this. King Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king's Israel servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. He didn't say, here is the man that raised the dead. Here is the man that preaches great sermons with outstanding oratory. Here is a man that sings a great song. He said, here is a man that poured water on the hands of Elijah. And when he said that, King Jehoshaphat said, that's my man. Bring him to me. Friend, you don't realize that a real reputation is made not by the fact that you know the whistles and the bells, but because you have learned to serve. And when you serve, God will promote you. If you promote yourself, it will be short-lived. But if God promotes you, His gifts and callings are forever and without repentance. And when you promote yourself, man can tear you down. But when God promotes you, it doesn't matter who claws you, who lies on you, who tries to tear you down, who is jealous of you. It simply does not matter, because God has exalted you. If you read between the lines of this story, those school of the prophet boys, every one of them, they were somewhat offended by Elisha and his position with Elijah. They mocked him, they ridiculed him, but they could not dissuade him because of what God had put in his heart and because the fact that God was his promoter. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you today, if you will weep between the porch and the altar, if you'll get a prayer life, if you'll become a real servant of Almighty God, God will exalt you above your fellows. God will give you not only a portion, God will give you a double portion. So Elijah said, well, if you can see me when I go, he said, you'll have that double portion. But he said, I'll tell you what, I've got some ministry to do before I die. And so if you don't mind, he said, I'm going down, and I'm going to ask you, if you would, just stay here at Gilgal. Maybe you could start a little church while I'm here, while I'm gone. I'll come back for you later, probably. Elisha, just stay here. And Elisha said, not on your life. You told me I have to see you when you leave. Where you go, I will go. My eye will be upon you. And so Elijah gives him another test. He said, well, why don't you stay here at Bethel, because I've got to go to Jericho. And he said, no, sir. Elijah was actually trying to dissuade him. He was putting him through the test to see if he really had been affected by the mantle. The real question is, are you serving today simply because you feel like you get a little attention and accolades? Or do you have a servant's heart that says, I will serve God until God Himself puts His mantle on me and I realize the benefits of a double portion? He said, well, why don't you stay here in Jericho, because I've got to go down to Jordan. Spiritual desire. This is very important if you want a double portion. Spiritual desire made him immune to offense. Oh, I went the Living Way, but I got my feelings. So they didn't treat me right. That's because you were a chicken and you never belonged here in the first place. You belong over there where they've got a chicken yard with hundreds of other chickens. This is not a chicken yard. This is a launching pad for eagles. This is a church that pulls people together that say, I am not satisfied with a portion. I'm a double portion person. I've got it in my DNA. I've got to be victorious. I've got to be an overcomer. I've got to have a ministry. I've got to be a soul winner. I've got to prosper in all that I do. I believe in the power of Almighty God and the power of the Holy Ghost. Would somebody give God praise in this house today? Spiritual desire made him immune to offense. If you are easily offended, you'll never ever receive a double portion in your life. I have been around some of the greatest men of God in America, and they're not the nicest people. You might as well get ready for it. They're tough. Dr. Summerall from South Bend, Indiana was one of the greatest men of God in the world. But you better get tough before you get in his presence. He's the guy, remember, that was such a great missionary to the Philippines. He came back to America and founded Christian radio stations, built one of the greatest churches in America after he was 65. Before that, he was a successful missionary to the Philippines. He's the one that said in the Philippines he was attacked after a crusade one night, and he said in a motel room by himself, sleep on a little half bed. He said the dark spirit came in, and he said it was so great that my bed began to shake. Physical shaking. And he said that bed began to shake until it began to walk itself. And he said it moved away from the wall, clear out into the middle of the room. And he said, there I was. And he said, I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, you devil, I bind you, get out of this room. And he said, when I did, that bed quit shaking. And said, then I realized, I'm out here in the middle of the room. I don't want to be here. He said, I need to be back over there where this bed was supposed to be. He said, you devil. He said, you get back in this room and you put this bed where you found it. He said, that bed began to shake, shook all the way over against the wall. And he said, now, devil, you're going to leave here and you're going to leave this crusade. And he said, over 10,000 people got the Holy Ghost and got saved the next few nights. Ladies and gentlemen, not only do you have the power to make the devil leave, you've got the power to make the devil do what you want him to do when you get a double portion. There's some people in this building that have got a double portion in your life. And praise God, when that happens, the angels become errand runners for you. But not only that, the devil has to deliver up the goods that he's stolen in your life. If you're a double portion person, you ought to bow your head and say, nothing or nobody is going to deprive me of what God said I could have in my life. In the name of Jesus, give God some praise in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Elisha understood something, and that was that the symbol, just like the Ark of the Covenant was the symbol in the Bible, the Old Testament, of the Holy Ghost, that mercy seat setting over that Ark of the Covenant. That was God's abiding presence. And so Elisha realized that that mantle was the very symbol of the anointing spirit that Elijah had on him. And he said, I'm not going to let that mantle get out of my eyesight. I'm going to see that mantle. And no matter how much Elijah tried to dissuade him, he said, no, sir. No, sir. I've been touched by the mantle. I'll own that mantle. I'll make that mantle mine. And when they finally came to that Jordan River, the Bible said Elijah took his mantle, wrapped it together. It was like a cloak. He wrapped it together, rolled it up, smote the waters, and they were divided thither. And so they went over on dry ground. The chariot came to take Elijah away. And all the time, Elisha's eye is fixed on him because he knows what is coming to pass. And he said it came to pass as they still went on and talked that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and a horses of fire and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind into heaven. But oh, then the Bible said this. It said, Elisha saw it and he cried, my father, the children of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took a hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He was getting ready for a new suit. He was getting ready for a new clothing. At some point in your life, you will have to realize that your life is inhibiting the life that God wants to put in you. And you'll have to tear it off and cut it in pieces and throw it down and say, my life is no more. Sure, I was going to be a businessman. Sure, I was going to be an athlete. Sure, I was going to be a singer for the world. But something happened to me. I have been touched by the mantle of God. And nothing in my heart, in my mind, in my life compares with my desire for the double portion of God. Ladies and gentlemen, when I came to San Antonio, as I told you, I lived with chickens. And when you pastored a church of 150 people, you were a success. It meant you could have nice clothes, a nice car, and back in those days, in the 70s, driving 98 Oldsmobile. Those were the goals of the ministry that I came from. That's chicken yard stuff. And I remember when they had 150, I set my goal beyond all of my peers. And I said, someday I'll have 1,000 people in San Antonio, Texas. But what I've had to do is I have not had to dumb down my goals. I've had had to get away from the chickens and keep rising my goals and lifting my goals. Some of you are doing better than you thought you'd ever do right now, but you ain't doing good enough. Because God's got a bigger plan for you. You need to lift up the goal. You need to put the bar a little higher. I know that you are blessed. I know that you're healthy. I know you've got respect. I know that you outshine your cousins and your friends. And I know you got money in the bank and clothes in your closet and a house to live in. But I'm telling you, you are not a normal person. You are an abnormal person that has been touched by the mantle of Almighty God. And while you sleep, God is saying, double portion, double portion, double portion. When you make your little deposit in the bank account, God is saying, double portion, double portion, double portion. When you teach your Sunday school class, God is saying, double portion, double portion, double portion. When you buy your car, God is saying, double portion, double portion. That's who you are. It's in your DNA. You're a double portion person, but you're not yet living a double portion life. But this is the big beginning of it on this Sunday in August the 12th, 2018. You need to stand up and reach for the stars and say, I will live a double portion life. If Elisha had stayed at Jericho, he would have missed it. If he'd have stayed at Gilgal, he would have missed it. But he was there. When Elijah was caught away and his eye was on Elijah till Elijah was no more, and then floating through the stratosphere back down to earth comes that mantle, and Elisha is running as hard as he can to grab that mantle because he realizes that the mantle is the emblem of the double portion. He rents his own clothes. I have no future. Oh, I have no past. All I have is a future. I'm not thinking about 12 yoke of oxen. I'm not thinking about being the most successful farmer in the region. The only thing I remember is that is the mantle that first touched me, that changed my life. And I not only want it, I want more of it. Friend, I have been touched of God. I don't want what I had again. I want more of what I had. I want a double portion. I want a multiplication. This is a great church. We've got thousands of people that come to this church and call it a church home. We're in the top 1% in every category. If you talk about church growth in America, the size of our auditorium, the number of attendees, the economic income, just list them on down. The numbers of people baptized, the numbers of people on the altar. We are in the top 1% of all the churches in America. Is that enough to satisfy? If you're a chicken, you're a rooster, and you want to crow about that, but praise God, if you're an eagle, you say, it ain't nearly enough. It ain't nearly enough. It ain't nearly enough. I was born for double portion. It's in my DNA. What God has done, He'll do it bigger next time. The abundance of God will be exceeded. Praise God. He clasped that mantle, wrapped it around him, got used to it. Just my size. The schools of the prophets, which had been his critics and his agitators, stood on the bank and watched. Now Elijah's gone. We'll see what he can do without his mentor. Elisha took that very same mantle, wrapped it up just like he had seen Elijah do, smote that Jordan River, and those school of prophet critics were astounded because all of a sudden the Jordan River rolls back and there is a freeway right through the middle of it, and Elisha's walking through on dry ground, and he said, what I asked for is coming to pass. And these critics now become his friends. They begin to applaud him. The Bible said it this way. They said, the spirit that was on Elijah is now on you, Elisha. And Elisha said, let it happen. I want a double portion of everything that happened in Elijah's life. Ladies and gentlemen, there have been some great people ahead of us, the Billy Grahams, the great preachers, the great men of God. But we have come to this generation for such a time as this. And God is not calling you to be Billy Graham. He's not calling you to be something inferior for this generation. God is saying, I'm looking for men and women that will be double portion people, that will grab the mantle of the past and put it on and realize it comes with a double your money back guarantee, that God said, I'm going to do it for you. You've kept your eye on the target. And so the Jordan River is divided and his ministry begins, and he is recognized as heir apparent. But remember, Elisha's request was for a double portion. What was Elijah's ministry? Elijah had many, many things happen in his life. But there were seven great miracles in Elijah's ministry and Elijah's life. And Elisha had only 13. He lacked one in having the promise of God fulfilled in his life. But then he died with number 13. But then there is one verse that says it all. And Elisha died with just 13 miracles. And they buried him. And the band of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the year. And it came to pass as they were burying a man, behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. That was miracle number 14. God's promise will be fulfilled in your life. God has done great things for you, but the end is not yet. God wants to double everything in your life. I don't care how good your bank account is, God wants to double it. I don't care how much joy you've got, God wants to double it. I don't care how effective you are as a soul winner, God wants to double the number of people that you are going to win to the Lord. I don't care how much of your family is saved, God wants to double it. There is a double anointing in this house today. Praise God. And not only that, when you're dead and gone, I promise you that you can still affect your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, because there is a double anointing on your life. There's a double anointing on my life. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not about through. I'm just about where our brother from South Bend was when he came back to America and started the churches and had great revival for the next dozen years in his life. I'm not through. I'm going to see a double portion, a double anointing on my life. God is going to do things with me, to me, and through me that has never been done. I believe that I'll see the blind eyes open. I'll see the lame walk. I'll see the dumb talk. I'll see the dead risen back to life. The greatest things are yet before you, because you're not a chicken. You're an eagle. It's in your DNA. You're not satisfied with a portion. You want a double portion in your life. If that's true, I want you to stand up and reach for heaven right now and say, God, grant me a double portion in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy God of Israel. Holy God of Israel. There are people in this building that your greatest enemy is your past. Not because it was so terrible, it might have been that, but because your present is so good compared to your past, you think, word of the Lord, word of the life. And so your present in comparison to your past is your enemy to your future, because you have a future that you haven't even dreamed about yet, a future you hadn't even thought about yet, double portions that you have not even yet imagined. If that's you, I want you to get out of your chair today and come down these aisles and throw your hands up and say, God, let the mantle fall on me. When I was first pastor in this church, there was a handsome young Italian boy that brought his wife to this church. I really liked this guy. Very quickly, I made him a youth pastor. He had lots of talent. He sat in my office one day, and he said, you know what my prayer is, Pastor? He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. And I said to him, sir, you can have that. But he didn't have it. He got weary. He took his eye off the mantle. He couldn't stand to pour water on Elijah's hands. He didn't want to serve very long. He was just too talented. And the last time I heard from him, he wasn't bankrupt. He wasn't in jail. He wasn't dying with cancer. You know what he was? He was a normal guy in Dallas, Texas, just working a job. Wasn't even preaching anymore. And all that prospect was gone. He didn't receive his double portion. Probably going to die and go to heaven one of these days, but only with a portion of what God had planned for him. Some of